Amen. So we're holding in the Psicha Lavin, paragraph Yudalit on page Lamed Aleph in my edition. So the Chafetz Chaim just told us that another lav that a person is oiver, if a person speaks Lashon Hara in the presence of the victim, is the lav of Leisoinu Ishas Hamisoi, that a person is causing pain and suffering to another person with his words, so then he's over that lav. The imgi no kol kach bidvarim hanaluk yitzben b'fonov u'bifnei acherim. And what happens if this person said the lashon hara to the victim in front of others also? Ad shenishtane ponov aydezeh, until his face changed, his color changed. Over gam alav de loisis alochet. So you're also over another lav of loisis alochet. In other words, when a person gives shad his hira terbezeh, that the Torah warned us, Shelo Levayish is Chaver Yisrael, Afilu Bimkoim HaTechocha, Shebeinoi Levein Atzmai. Even if you're giving a person Musa because the person did an Aveira, you're not allowed to do it in a way that embarrasses him. Dehainu, Shelo Ledaber Itay Kosho is Ad Sheyachli Menu. That you can't speak to him harshly till the point that you'll embarrass him. Kal V'chaimah, Shelo Bimkoim HaTechocha U'Bifnei Acher. And surely, if it's not a question of tachach, it's lashon hara, and in front of others. And all this is in case it's in front of another person, but not barabim. Avilim hilbil in his pono barabim, kvar krasuhu rabbeinu zal mioilum abo. But if a person embarrassed somebody else in public, in front of a rabbim, then it says va'omru hamalbin is pnei chaver barabim ein lechelik leilum abo. So it's interesting that the Chafetz Chaim is differentiating. If you embarrass a person to his face, you're over leisoinu. If a person, and also and if you do it in front of others, you do it in a way that you cause him to blanch, so then you're over leisisal of chait. But if it's done berabim, so the Chafetz Chaim doesn't tell us how much is the rabim. And obviously, the rabim must mean more than one or two people besides the victim. If it's a point of rabim, that's when he says, that's when you have that rule that amal b'nei chaveh rabim ein l'chelek elam abo. And then the Chafetz Chaim, so to say, tells us a story. And on he brings down, by the asterisk, he brings a story. And he says, so to say, and he says, v'da, de'etzal holchei rogil motzi mo'id lav zeh, ha'ideh mashakarim b'loshin ashkenaz oisfirin. In other words, the person is going to go all the way till the end. In other words, he's going to fear ice. He says, "Va'azbel chazeh b'lshein hakodesh." He says, "I'll write it in Hebrew so that we can read it." K'dei leida kama lavin de'raisa boyin aydei midegruzu. Now, is this field thing that a guy, he's got to have the last word? That's oisfirin. He has to be the last word. So he says, so Chafetz Chaim tells us, "V'hu kishap elei ruven l'shimon." So he tells us, you know, unfortunately, what can be a common occurrence. Kishi yisapi le'ruven l'shimon, when Reuven tells Shimon, Levi dibor alecha lefonai kach lekach. So Reuven tells Shimon, you know, Levi said this about you. So he says, v'tekef oiver Reuven b'zeh, alav de l'seilach rachel b'amecha. So as soon as Reuven said that, he snitched on Levi, so he's over the lav. V'shimon, mamid l'dvarav. Shimon believes him. You said so, so I believe you. And now, so he says, "V'oyver alav de lisisa shem hashav, u'shar lavin vasein kanal." So then you're over the lav of Kabbalah's lashon hara, another isurin. V'yachakach, the story goes on. Kishabegei Shimon b'Levi. Now Shimon, who believes Reuven, meets Levi, who maschil l'charful of azaisai. So he starts cutting him down. V'huoyver b'zeh alav de lisainu ishas hamisai. So now he's over the lav of lisainu. Just because you're a makabel lashon hara, you have a right now to aggravate and pain this person. And Levi is wondering, and he says, "What are you getting all excited about? Why did you say that such a not nice thing to me up to Reuven? You know, why did you say that?" So he says, "V'chisavra atosh eini yedea? You think I don't know? Alo Reuven siperlu. Reuven told me that you said it." So he says, "V'oivu gamkin alav l'seilach rachel." Now Shimon, the victim, he's over l'seilach rachel because now he's snitching on Reuven. K'moshim furish b'chol apayskim d'koy al emes. Even when it's true, you're over the lav of rechilas. V'hu mitarz es dvar v'leimer. And Levi says, "Kisheka on to be Reuven. lefanecha v'chinem chiraftani. He lied to you. So he says, okay. Now he says, v'achakach kishbegeh Shimon b'Ruvain. Now Shimon goes back to Ruvain. He's gonna figure this out. He's gonna find out the truth. Hayetz misis eligma oidin yinara b'chitay. He's not stopping. V'oimeloi mivnei shakranuscha husati levaleis chinam. Because you lied to me and you said that Levi said that. Now I went and I attacked Levi for nothing. And he says, it never happened. So then Reuven has to protect himself. You come with me. You'll see, I'm going to say it in front of his face. And we'll see. So if a person wants to do an aveir, the Rishon will let him. So now Reuven meets Levi. And Shimon says to Reuven, "Amar b'fanav, umalbe." And you tell him, "Umalbe shatzme b'midas azus lemar." Ata dibar to all of l'fanai kach v'kach that you said this. Whoever in a palm lovely say the chrochim. Now again, he's able to say the chrochim because now he told what he said. V'takev mislab of neirut Levi, and now Levi becomes embarrassed in front of all this. V'oyver Reuven gamkin a lovely sisal of chait. So now he was over another lovely sisal of chait. V'Levi mishmeishiv emes dibarti. And it was the truth. I didn't say it like that. Ki yodua, like you know, ki kamadvar mishtanim b'tuachas. Things can change the way you say it with the nigin. V'shimin meishiv. Ata, avim takrish elef pamiloy amincha. Ach reish oma hadvar b'fanecha. Now I'm not going to believe you ever. And he says, v'y v'gam gina lav l'isis ha-shem ha-shav. K'mo yishim v'varar l'kamon min ha-tayr osa l'ham b'shim v'yfen. V'chim v'y sh'arosh ha-zeh hilbish ha-zatz m'vidas ha-chat chutzpah. Explain. Even if the guy is going to be shosek, he'll be silent, and he won't argue with the person, that's not a raya that's saying the truth, and you'll still be over the Kabbalah Sashanar. See, look how much trouble comes because of this midah that a person has to get to the bottom of it. He's going to have the last word. If Reuven would have been a good guy, he should have accepted that maybe he's lying. Not to go there. So that's the Chafetz Chaim just tries to illustrate to us that unfortunately this is something that could happen. Then the Chafetz Chaim says the next Iser is, v'imu yosem almana. And if you're saying Lashon Hara about a yosem or an almana, even if they're rich, and you said it in front of them, not to get them upset, or to cause them distress. That Chalila, the Torah says very harsh words. And this really quotes these lashonis of the Rambam, that a person has to be especially careful with the yosaim or with an almana, even if they're rich, because we don't say it like a Shimon, but we hold even, we're not Darish Taimi Dekra, 21. 16. 16?
Only 16. Keep going.
16 it is.